هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Without a doubt, the spread of coronavirus, the Delta variant, is a big concern for the New South Wales government, the police and the public in general in southwestern Sydney since the outbreak nearly a month ago. Police officers have been patrolling the streets of southwestern Sydney and in particular the Fairfield local government areas as some members of the community were not complying with the health orders. To speak about the situation, we have with us Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook, Commander Southwest Metropolitan Sydney, Corporate Sponsor for Cultural Diversity and International Students. Assistant Commissioner Cook, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio.
Thank you, mate.
As mentioned above, at one stage, the spread of COVID-19 was out of control in the southwestern community of Sydney. What led to the situation to be out of control? Was it because of the language barrier or pure ignorance to the health orders?
Mate, can I just say a couple of things? The reason that police have increased our presence in southwestern Sydney, and in particular, the three local government areas of Canterbury, Bankstown, Liverpool and Fairfield, was that the health advice told us that there had been a spike or an increase in cases in southwest Sydney. And that clearly had been the result of people in the community going about their business, in many cases unknowingly. However, when that data became apparent, it was clear that they were still seeing a large number of cases appearing in southwest Sydney. So on the health advice, it was very clear that what we needed to do was give people the information to allow them to comply with the health order so that we stopped moving about as much as we could so that we stopped the spread of the virus. So there were a number of issues. I've got no doubt that some people were unaware. Now, part of our approach with health has been a very large education campaign to make sure that people are aware of the public health order, of how the virus spreads and what it is that we can do to stop the spread of the virus. Another part very clearly for policing is to make sure that we assist people to comply so that, you know, we've been very visible in the community in issuing many, many, many warnings. We have also issued a number of infringements though to those who just do not want to or will not comply. So there's a range of things that have caused or led to the outbreak in southwestern Sydney, but what is really important and what it is that I really want to stress is that the community in southwestern Sydney have been absolutely fantastic. They are listening to the health advice. They are listening to the advice from police. They know that we are here to assist them to comply. They know that we are not targeting anything but targeting the coronavirus so that we can put this behind us and that we can move forward, that our businesses can open, and that we can all see our families again. But the real strong advice that we have is please stay home if you don't need to be out. Get tested. Do not allow this virus to be spread among our families and among our communities.
Assistant Commissioner, what can be done for people to be more vigilant about the situation, do you think?
We can all continue to seek and read information so that we know what the current public health orders say so that we can remain compliant. So that we know, for example, for those workers who must work, who continue to work, they're essential workers that live in the Fairfield LGA, if they're going to go outside that LGA to work, that they must submit to testing and to show and have evidence of that testing as is required by the public health order. We can continue to talk about what's going on in the community so that there's a really good flow of information so that people understand that, you know, the best advice that we have from health is that if you don't need to go out, don't go out. Stay at home, stop the spread of the virus. What is also really, really, really important, mate, is that if someone has been contacted by someone from health and asked to isolate, that they do that, but then they must also tell health officials where they have been so that the contact tracers can do their work and stop the spread of the virus. It's really important. There's been some issue with people not necessarily disclosing all that information to health because, you know what, some people might have been doing the wrong thing. What health can assure people of is that they don't disclose the information to police. The information that they get is all about trying to find out where these people have been so that we can warn others where there have been cases in the community so that we can do the right thing so that people can get tested. Once we get tested, we start to move beyond the spread of the virus. We get that contained and we can all move forward much more quickly. That's something that's very, very important.
Are police officers still patrolling the areas or is it less movement now from people?
Tell you what I'm really pleased about is that we have seen a tremendous reduction in mobility through the area. And I think even the Premier raised that this morning at her morning media conference. And the language was tremendous, really praising the community for that reduction of mobility, which contributes to reducing the spread of the virus. So what we can do is limit our movements. If we don't need to be out, let's not be out. And if we have any symptoms at all, get tested. Or if you just feel like that you should get tested, well then get tested. These are all the things that we can do to stop the spread of the virus.
And finally, Assistant Commissioner, what message would you give to the community in general and maybe especially in southwestern Sydney regarding the lockdown and the present situation?
The message that I would give is that I'm really proud to be a part of this community and I'm really proud of the response that we have seen from the community. We have seen increasing rates of testing across southwest Sydney. We are seeing a reduction in mobility. We understand now that people are getting the message and taking action to participate together in stopping the spread of the virus. That is absolutely the message that I would give to the community. Thank you. Thank you very much. What I need for you to continue to do is talk about this. Make sure we all know what we are required to do. Make sure we're all doing it. And most importantly, if people know of people doing the wrong things, if you see something, say something. Ring Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Let the police know if people are doing the wrong thing so that we can take appropriate action, so that we can all contribute to everybody stopping the spread of the virus.
New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook, we appreciate your time being on SBS Kurdish and all the best.
Thank you very much, May.
Like baka, para baka, te binia khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.